Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 30th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Massimo Group NASDAQ MAMO unveils 2026 MVR series with first HVAC-equipped electric carts. Massimo Group, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol MAMO, has unveiled its 2026 MVR series, featuring the MVR HVAC golf cart and MVR Cargo Max electric utility cart. These are the first fully enclosed electric carts in their class to come standard with integrated heating and air conditioning, offering up to 45 miles per charge, a top speed of 25 miles per hour, and year-round comfort for recreational, municipal, and industrial users. Massimo Group, a Texas-based manufacturer and distributor of power sports products, is committed to providing high-performance, reliable, and affordable vehicles for consumers across the United States. Network news breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc. CSE LFLRF 33WKRO. Featured in Network News audio release on record gold prices driving near-term production opportunities. LaFleur Minerals, trading under the symbols LFLR on the CSE, LFLRF on the OTCQB, and 3WK0 on the FSE, is highlighted in a Network News audio press release discussing the unprecedented opportunities for near-term producers due to record gold prices. The company's Swanson Gold Project in Quebec boasts a current mineral resource estimate of 123,400 ounces of gold indicated and 64,500 ounces inferred, with potential for expansion. Spanning over 18,300 hectares with a mining lease and 445 claims, the project benefits from multiple gold-bearing structures and proximity to the Beacon Gold Mill, positioning LaFleur for rapid production. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at Antelf LRF. Weak demand leads VW to temporarily halt production at EV plants. German automaker Volkswagen is halting EV production at two manufacturing plants due to weak electric vehicle demand. The Zwickau and Dresden facilities will pause production for a week in October, while the Osnabrück plant in Lower Saxony will have a reduced working week. Other players like Massimo Group NASDAQMO must strategize to avoid similar issues. Green Car Stocks is a platform focusing on EVs and green energy, providing access to a vast network for reaching target markets and delivering tailored corporate communications solutions. China considers regulating its copper smelting capacity. China, the world's largest copper smelter, is considering regulating its copper smelting capacity due to historically low processing fees, squeezing earnings. Chen Shuisen of the China Non-Ferrous Metals Industry Association highlights the challenges from depressed processing costs driven by competition among smelters. The industry's next steps, whether through regulation, consolidation, or global partnerships, will be closely watched. Entities like Aston Bay Holdings Limited will monitor these developments as the industry adapts to a new era of copper smelting.
Trilogy Metals Inc. Yamara Q. TX TMQ, positioned at the center of U.S. copper security and policy, the recent proclamation from the White House targets copper imports with tariffs to boost domestic production and national security. The Interior Department is considering adding copper to the U.S. critical minerals list, potentially unlocking federal funding for projects like Trilogy Metals' Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska. This move highlights the urgent need to secure domestic sources of copper, a critical metal for defense systems and infrastructure. With the convergence of market demand, national security priorities, and federal policy, Trilogy Metals, NYTMQ, is positioned at the center of economic and national security considerations in the U.S. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.